From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? Bleed Blue Show, Dugout Podcast, yo. We're here. We're back another week talking baseball. I don't know how all that was about at the start of this episode, but right now the Yankees are playing the Phillies. That game looked like it's about to be rained out. But if they happen to choose to come later in, we've already completed this episode. I definitely want to talk what happened versus the series versus the Boston Red Sox. A fantastic sweep. The Yankees are looking good. DJ LeMahieu has a home run, and Judge has a double. Hicks had an RBI double as well. And, you know, the big three-run home run by Gio Urshela in this game. He's been hitting the ball well. Aaron Judge has been on fire. I don't think there's really nothing major to really complain about. The comeback win, especially Sunday versus the Red Sox, to complete the sweep. We won't be long on this episode because, honestly, we have a lot of other things. Well, I would put it like this for the show. We got to watch the basketball. Got to watch the hockey. I want to watch some of these games tonight. And we're just going to knock this out the park, man. Let's see. Who's in here? Look, Jimmy, I see you in the queue, man. What's up, man? How you doing? Let's talk, man, real quick. The Yankees are right now in a rain delay as we air this, we record this. How you doing, sir? Hope all is well.
Good, man. Good, man. I really like the way we're playing right now. We're on fire, man. Let's hope this game's official, man. We shouldn't have to wait. Let's get the win, man.
I'm sorry. Say that part again. I didn't hear that last part. Say that again one more time.
No. I said we gotta get the win, man. We gotta get the win, man. We shouldn't have to wait. We gotta just We gotta get it going.
Jimmy, we're having. I don't know if that's my end or your end. You're going in and out. I could barely make up a word. Say that one more time because I can barely hear you.
Yeah. I was just saying we gotta get the win. I hope this game's official soon, man. That's all I was saying.
I think that home run by Gio Urshela to make it 6-1, and all the rain that came down after that, because I'm surprised I even got this game in, knowing that the after effects of the tropical storm or hurricane, whatever you want to call it, coming from up the coast from Florida up the Carolinas, and the fact that he got that home run is just still the fate of this game. Like, we had a similar state versus the Nationals when we were up 4-1 in that game. And this game's later in seventh inning. So, and plus we're living in a COVID world. 60-game schedule. They are not pressed on playing these games into completion if they don't have to. So, yeah, I would agree with you, Jimmy, if as it continues to rain as it is right now, they will call it and the Yankees will win. I mean, that's just – I don't see why it would not be any other way like it was open tonight, you know?
Yeah, man. I just love what we're doing, especially hitting the ball. And, you know, Garrett Cole's been on fire, man. Like, I'm so glad we got him. He's a big part of the team. And, you know, look at what Gio Urshela's been doing, man. Like, there's a guy that everybody was saying he was like, they didn't know what he was gonna do, and like, look at him now—he's hitting the ball like crazy. And Aaron Judge is on a whole new level as well, man. This whole team is on fire, man. That's all I gotta say. This whole team is on fire.
Jimmy, do me a favor, real quick.
Yeah.
Hold on, Jimmy. Do me a favor, real quick. Hang up. real quick and call right back in because it seems like you're going in and out. I think you're having an issue. So try that real quick and we'll call right back in. Yeah, yeah, and I'll bring you right back.
All right. All right.
Yeah, so when Jimmy hangs up, and I'll get more of his opinion. Yeah, Gio Show is hitting the ball very well. And I got to be real. Man, he's right. Now, last year, you've heard my thoughts with the Yankee fans on this platform. I was, you know, I was listening to Gio Show at the plate. In the glove, in the field is one thing. But like Jimmy just said, like Gio Show has been hitting the ball in timely spots very well this past week. To his point, other point as far as Aaron Judge, this is the best. This is the version of Aaron Judge we've seen before the 2017 All-Star break or something like that. Yeah, but it was that one where before he took a place with the Home Run Derby, he was batting like 330. That was the year he went and hit 52 home runs. He looks more locked in now than that season, man. The last week, he's been on fire, Aaron Judge. So, but yeah, Jimmy, here we go. Let's see if we can give it a try now. Jimmy, are you there?
Yeah. How's that, man?
A little bit better. Just continue. I agree with you, Rochella and Judge.
They're both
really doing good.
We haven't even talked about Stanton yet, man.
What do you think about what Stanton's been doing?
Yeah, what's your thoughts about? Well, go ahead and talk about it. Go ahead, fire away, man. Speak.
You know, Stanton's been Stanton's on a whole new level too, man. I like what he's been doing, hitting the ball really well, and coming up in big spots, especially the games against Boston. You know, Stanton and Judge were, in my opinion, those are the keys to all the games, and it's nice to sweep anybody, but especially Boston, man. It feels good.
He had a couple offers. Oh, we have a really bad connection, Jimmy. Hold on, Jimmy. Let me try something real quick. Yeah, bad connection. I don't know if it's Jimmy or if that's on my end. Because Jimmy's phone keeps on going in and out. I can't pick up that's him or me. But he, as far as his points is Giancarlo Stanton, there was at one point he was batting 500. Before the Red Sox series, he had had a couple of hours. But it's good to see that there's – I think the bigger picture really is about this lineup at its full availability. Even Brett Gardner, even on Friday, had slapped the home run. He had the home run tonight. That's what he does at the bottom of the lineup. He's been doing that consistently since the second half of last year. The only guy, there's a couple of guys, but the main guy we really want to see get going, especially offensively at the plate, is definitely Gary Sanchez. Now, he did have the RBI hit on Sunday. Give him credit for that. But overall, even tonight, where Arrieta was pitching and off-speed stuff off the plate, Gary Sanchez looks very uncomfortable. He looks very doesn't look engaged at the plate, like locked in like he should be. But I still have a little bit of a confidence that he will get it going, hopefully sooner than later, of course, because at this point, you know, we got like under 50 games. You just got to find a way to get quality at bats and get this thing going, man. I believe he definitely has it in him, man. I really do. But Gio Urshela, Aaron Hicks, a guy, yeah, he's an interesting one too, Aaron Hicks, because as a switch hitter, a lot of us still don't feel that he's reached. We want to see a traditional Yankee fielder, your Bobby Mercers, your Joe DiMaggio's, your Bernie Williams. These guys who bat consistently win the lineup, but you know Aaron Hicks, he'll get you a big hit here and there, but more so than not, he kind of has that home run or die sluggers mentality as well. I just don't see him as a guy that's going to hit for average. But I think, like, you know, what Jimmy said, you know, they got to get the catcher. Well, got to get Gary Sanchez. What's your thoughts on Gary Sanchez, Jimmy, before we go around the diamond? Because we'll get to LeMahieu. We'll get to Gleyber Torres, who had a huge last one. And, of course, Voit's been hitting the ball very well, particularly in Baltimore, even in the game last night. A big home run to help cut the deficit with the Red Sox. But what's your thoughts as far as Gary Sanchez, man, as of what you see right now?
Gary Sanchez, I think he looks uncomfortable, like you said, but I think he's gonna get it together soon. You know, it's just a matter of time. You know, the RBI on Friday was a good start. You know, if he can calm down a little bit, you know, build on that, I think he could do some big things. That's what I gotta say about him. And then the rest of our offense has just been crazy. When you look at Luke Voit, what Luke Voit's been doing, like, he's back to the old Luke Voit that we saw when we first got him. I mean, I really like that. You know, we didn't know if this version of Luke Voit was gonna come back or not, but hey, even in a shortened season, he's looking really good, man. I like how he's hitting the ball.
Yeah. I mean, as far as Luke Voit, the bigger picture with him, because he was kind of the replacement for Greg Bird. He's kind of doing well. Greg Bird, we were expecting out of him. And for him to come back, and he's hitting the ball well, and that's a very good sign that we are moved on from Greg Bird. And Luke Voit's providing that power. You're right, man. It's great to see. He's doing the center field. He's pulling the ball. He's hitting lasers to left field at Yankee Stadium. So, absolutely. We got these, you know, the rest of the week, you know, there's going to be these games versus Philadelphia. So whether they, you know, cancel it or call it or whatever, there are going to be a lot of opportunities to play Philadelphia. We're going to have that game, the weekend versus Tampa. And I want to wrap it up, you know, on this note, Jimmy, as far as versus Tampa. I still think it's a dangerous team, Jimmy. I know Tampa had their struggles versus Baltimore over the weekend. They split. Versus Atlanta. Have you watched any games versus Tampa Bay? I mean, any games with Rays? I know we're confident, but I'm really anxious to see how we do in this versus Atlanta.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I've watched them play. They are dangerous, especially when it comes to their pitching. I mean, that's really been their mainstay for a while, you know. For the last couple of years, they've been good at pitching, and that's what they've been doing. That's what they've been doing, you know, the first part of this short season. So I mean, they're gonna be a really, really tough test, I think. But you know, as long as we continue doing what we're doing and pitching well, you know, obviously we had Garrett Cole tonight. We're gonna have J.A. Happ whenever that game plays. I don't know what.
Hold on. We're gonna wrap. Got your point from the Rays. So far, overall, I say the overall consensus in Yankee land is pretty good. We're winning games. We're winning series. We swept the rival. Get through Philadelphia. We're off to a nice start through six innings, 6-1, and got a lot of games versus Philadelphia this week, and of course Tampa Bay this week. And so, it's really of course you definitely want to see Sanchez get better at the plate. Some of the relief pitching, terrible on Sunday, and you want to make up for that. The particular the Sunday game. Losing the leads the way they did, a couple of home runs, giving up to Xander Roberts. But the thing is, the Yankees show a lot of resilience. The lot of the home runner dies is pretty much here to stay. So getting a huge hit after huge hits. I mean, LeMahieu's batting well over 400 right now. Judge is over 300 right now. You know, even Urshela last year was over 300. I believe he should be at over 300. I mean, these guys are actually are where they are right now. Gerrit Cole probably had another inning and a half to 2 innings to get through this thing, man. He was approaching 100 pitches tonight before it rained. So, the Yankees have been phenomenal, man. One more thing, Jimmy. Let's see if we can get hopefully you're there, because James Paxton is a little bit of a concern healing with the 3 innings last night. A little bit more than he did versus the Nationals. Any concerns for James Paxton before we wrap up?
He really concerns me. I mean, I really thought Paxton was gonna come on strong. I mean, the problem I have with him is that he gives up the long balls way too much. When he gives them up quick too. So I mean, we can't have any of that. We have to. Paxton's got to get it together. But I mean, besides that, our pitching is the best it's ever been in a while. I mean, we have Hap there, we'll see, right. Man. I think Paxton just has to get his stuff together. If he could do that, we have a good chance of being better.
Right. Cool, man. Hey, Jimmy, we'll definitely resume. Definitely next Monday, see where we're at. I don't know who the hell we got next Monday after the Rays. After the Rays, it should be so who's the next guy? Probably Toronto or somebody like that. Let me check the schedule. Who we got after that? We got an off day, so we'll be back at 9 o'clock. So we're in between games. So the Yankees will be playing the Braves after that. We'll rebound next Monday to discuss how it went versus Philadelphia. How it went against Tampa Bay, and then of course I'm probably getting into a little bit more around the league as well. As far as games, Chicago, the White Sox has kind of, impressed me. Who else as far as, Toronto, Atlanta, those teams are pretty, a little feisty there. And it's wet, especially what happened with the Mets, man. That was terrible, man, as far as what assessment is. But Jimmy, it's good talking with you, bro. I'm going to get you to sign up for the football. We'll talk about that on the fantasy football. After the show, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify for the money. We're gonna wrap it up. Hopefully they'll call this game by the time you hear this episode. Sign up, so ladies and gentlemen. Please.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep bloop, 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 bleep bloop.